弟兄姊妹们，早安。
I wanted to just remind you that we're going through a study of the hindrances of growing deep roots.
那我想再次提醒大家的是，我们现在讲的这一系列的主题是说怎有哪一些阻拦使我们往下扎根。
Today we're going to look at the issue of having a hardened heart.
今天我们要看的一个问题就是刚硬的心。
It was back in 1991 that my wife and I were living in the country of Ukraine.
那么在1991年的时候，我和我的太太还住在乌克兰。
And we were missionaries there.
我们在那里是宣道士。
And one of the things that I needed to do was to learn more of the Russian language.
那么我需要做的一件重要的事情就是我需要学习俄语。
My reading and my writing was slow.
我的阅读和写作都比较差。
And I realized that it's better if I can read more in Russian, it would help me.
那么我意识到说如果我能够多阅读一些俄文的话对我会有帮助。
So every morning I would go outside and I would catch a bus.
那么每天早上呢我会出去要去搭汽车。
And the bus would take me to a stop where there were many kiosks.
那么这个汽车会带我到一个站。
And one of them sold the sports page.
那么在那里有一些人他们要其中有人会卖这个运动的这个报纸。
And I would go to that one because I always wanted to read and find out what was happening in sports here in the United States.
那么我常常要到那里去读报纸，想看看在美国这个运动的新闻。
To be honest with you, that was the only reading I could do that could keep my interest.
那么坦白的说，那是我唯一让我感兴趣的，能让我继续阅读下去的。
And I went to the bus stop this one morning.
那么有一天早晨，我来到这个公共汽车站。
And there was a couple there.
哎，有一对夫妻在那里。
They were husband and wife.
是丈夫和妻子。
And there was only three of us.
那么那里只有我们三个人。
And that was a little unusual.
那通常这种情况不会发生。
But I stood there patiently.
但是我在那里很耐心的等待。
And then I saw the wife. Look down the street. She walked out and looked down the street.
那么我看到那位太太，她好像往街下面看过去。
And there she saw a large group of people.
她在那边看到有一大群人在等。
And she turned to her husband and said, "I think they moved the bus stop."
所以她就转身对她的先生说，我想可能他们把公共汽车站改到那边去了。
And she said, "Those are the people that usually get on the bus."
那些人通常都是搭同一班这个公共汽车的人。
And her husband responded in a classic Ukrainian Russian way.
那他的先生的回应就是那种很典型的乌克兰人先生的回应。
He said, "You don't know what you're talking about."
他说，哦，你根本不知道你在说些什么。
So we stood there.
所以我们还站在那里等。
And then we saw the bus coming down the hill.
这是我们看到公共汽车从小那个路上走过开过来。
And in good Ukrainian Russian custom, the man went first.
那么通常他们的习惯就是这个先生会抢先要上去。
And I could see him waiting for the bus to stop.
我看到他就站在前面等这个汽车要停下来。
And the bus began to slow down a little bit.
汽车也慢慢的缓缓的驶过来。
And I could see him even lift his leg a little bit, like he was ready to get on.
我甚至看到他已经抬起了一条腿，准备要上去了。
But the bus kept going.
结果这个汽车没有停，继续往前开。
And it stopped at the other stop.
就停在前面我们看到的那个地方。
And then I heard his wife say to him.
这是我听到他的太太对他说。
In a classic Ukrainian Russian way.
也用这个很传统的乌克兰太太的口吻对他讲。
And she said, "Did you get a good seat?"
他说你有没有找到一个好座位啊
？When I look at that situation,
当我看到这个情形的发生
，I I could see the hardness of the husband's heart to listen to his wife.
我可以看到这个先生真的是心很硬，他不愿意听他太太讲话。
It was a stubborn heart he had.
他是有一个固执的心。
It was a prideful heart he had.
他也是一个很骄傲的心。
And it was a hardened heart.
也是我们这种刚硬的心。
Today we're going to look at the condition of a hardened heart.
今天我们要来看一看这个刚硬的心是怎样的。
And we're going to see what the Bible says about what we can do about that hardened heart.
我们要在圣经中找到这样的答案，看看我们怎样来处理，对付这样刚硬的心。
And we're going to look at three questions.
我们要来看三个问题。
Similar to the ones of the past few weeks.
有点类似我们前几周所讲的。
First, I'd like to answer the question, what is the heart?
那首先我想问一个问题就是，那心是什么呢？
And then we're going to look at what happens or what happened to the heart.
接下来我们会看，那到底心发生了什么样的事情呢？
And third, we're going to look at how can we change our hearts.
最后我们要来看一看，我们如何来改变我们的心。
So first, what is the heart?
那么第一个问题，心是什么呢？
Sometimes I see people, even myself,
有的时候我看到别人，甚至包括我自己，
treat other people like objects.
他们对待别人的态度就像对待一个物体。
They don't treat people for who they are.
他们不把人当作有血有肉的人来对待。
Rather, they treat people like they are objects.
相反，他们把他们当作物体一样来对待。
You know what I mean.
你明白我所讲的意思。
This might be your boss.
也许这个是你的上司。
And just having said that, and if you happen to be a boss, this might be you.
如果你是那个上司的话，也许你就是这样的。
Usually these kind of people are more concerned about production.
那通常这些人他们更在意的是成果。
Or what you do rather than how you're doing on the inside.
或者他对于你所做的事情更关心，胜过你心里感受怎样。
See, actually, you might be suffering some kind of a loss. Go ahead.
也许你现在正经历一种痛苦。
Or maybe a relational breakup.
可能是一个关系的破裂。
Or a sickness that you're dealing with.
或者你正在生病。
And they just want to know why production is down.
他们想知道的就是，为什么你的工作表现不好了？
The boss just wants to know why your report or your paper isn't in.
这个上司他只想知道，为什么你要准备的文件没有在呢？
This type of person is usually more concerned about results than the process.
那这些人他们通常更在乎的是成果，而不是过程。
And I have to say, this can be me too.
那我得要讲说，也许我就是这样的人。
You know, it's like when they don't care to listen how you've accomplished what you've done.
那有的时候他们并不在乎来倾听你是怎样完成这个任务的。
Even though the person might be very excited about what they've done because they found a new or easier way to accomplish something.
那也许这个人其实对他自己发现一个更简单更快捷的方法而感到兴奋。
But you can tell that the person that you're talking to really doesn't care.
但是你能看出来你跟你讲话的这个人他其实并不在乎。
The person is usually impatient.
有时候他们不是很耐心。
They might sigh.
他们有时候很重的叹气。
They might look at their watch.
或者看着他们的手表。
Or they might even just cut you off while you're talking.
或者就直接打断你的讲话。
See, they're just more interested in the results.
所以他们只是对结果更加感兴趣。
Now, it doesn't surprise me that people are like this.
那其实这种情况我并不感觉惊异。
First,because we all have this sinful nature that leads us to be more concerned about ourselves than somebody else.
首先是因为我们这种与生俱来的罪性，它让我们更多的在意自己，关心我们自己的事情。
We're more concerned about our own agendas and concerns rather than the joys of other people.
那么我们更在意我们自己日常生活的安排，而对别人的喜与乐漠不关心。
But there is another reason why I see this kind of attitude.
但是还有另外一个原因，让我看到这样的一个态度。
Because there is this school of thought out there that says that people are just social entities, just ruled by our brains.
那么有这样的一种思潮流派，他们认为人仅仅是社会的实体，一种社会实体，那么他们只是被大脑所控制和掌握。
But this can't be proved.
但是这个并没有得到证明。
And actually, because it can't be proved, it actually can be a proof in itself that actually people are more than just their brains.
所以正因为它没有一直没有被证明这个事实，也许相反，反倒证明了我们人也许并不仅仅是受大脑控制的人类。
There was once this very famous preacher. His name is Jonathan Edwards.
那么有一个非常著名的布道家，他的名字叫乔纳森·爱德华兹。
And he was probably the most significant theologian that North America has ever produced.
他可能说是北美最有影响力的一个神学家。
He attended Yale University at 14 years old.
他在14岁就读耶鲁大学。
But God had blessed him with the spiritual sensitivity that allowed him to deliver deeply convicting messages.
但是神赐给他了非常敏锐的属灵的敏感性，所以他能够传讲许多非常有影响力，能够打动人心的信息。
And it was through one of his messages, People in the hands of an angry God that probably started the first great awakening in America.
那么正是由于他的传讲，那么人在美国有了开始了最早的一次宗教改革的大复兴运动，大觉醒运动。
And actually, when he delivered that message, they say he just basically read it.
那么当他向他们传讲信息的时候，他只是把他在他的著作当中写出来的传讲出来。
He didn't wave his arms around.
他并没有说摇着他的胳膊。
But the people were so convicted.
但是人们却非常的相信他所讲的信息。
That they were holding on to the pews in front of them.
那么他们的双手紧紧抓着前排椅子的靠背。
Because they were scared that they would slip into the depths of hell.
那么他们真的是非常的恐惧，也许自己将会堕落到地狱里去。
And it was probably that message that started the Great Awakening or a great revival in the United States.
那也许正是乔纳森的这个信息，使美国的人民他们开始有了在宗教信仰上的一次大的觉醒。
And that great revival happened between 1739 and 1741.
那么这次大的觉醒，它就发生在美国，发生于1739年到1741年。
But years after,
那在这之后呢
？Jonathan Edwards writes this article or this small book.
那么乔纳森他写了这样一本书。
And it's called, and I don't have the exact. You have the exact name of it.But the Treatise of Religious Affections.
那么他的这个书是关于宗教感情的论文。
And in it, he says he finds this great disappointment.
那么在这个书中，他讲到他有这样一个非常大的失望。
Because what he saw was the people that were the most affected in their hearts during the Great Awakening.
因为他发现那些在这个大觉醒运动当中被触及到的那些人。
Were actually changed the least in their lives.
却在他们生命当中，有做出最小的改变。
And he became convinced that their hearts had become hardened.
所以他开始相信他们的心真的是变得刚硬了。
Now the heart, what is the heart? The heart is the core of who we are.
那么心是什么呢？心是决定我们是谁的核心。
It's where our passions, our values, and affections reside.
它是我们的热情，我们的价值观，还有我们的感情，都由心发出。
Christians who have accepted the truth and have experienced Jesus in their lives are largely affected in their hearts.
那么接受了主耶稣，并且 了解主耶稣的真理，那么这样的基督徒，他们的生命，他们的内心发生了巨大的变化。
So when we make decisions, it looks something like this.
所以当我们做出决定的时候，这个过程可能是这样的。
The head is where reason happens.
那我们的理智是由大脑决定的。
And I'll say the gut is kind of where we have the seat of our emotions.
那我们的情感情绪也都是从我们的肚腹中发出的。
But the heart is the facilitator of the two.
但是我们的心却是这两者之间的一个协助者。
The heart is the one is where we bring the two together and find wisdom.
那么这由心心是有来帮助这两者之间然后决定我们做出一个正确的决定。
Unfortunately, we are often subliminally or overtly taught that we are to just trust our feelings.
但是很不幸的是，通常我们很潜在的或者过多的被教导，也许我们已经习惯于完全的相信我们的感觉。
Our feelings are neither right or wrong.
我们的感觉其实无分对错。
But we're just simply to trust them.
但是我们只是简单的就相信我们的感觉。
Have you ever heard that, the commercial, it was an old commercial on TV, but it said, if it feels good, do it.
那也许大家听过很久以前有一些电视的广告，他会说，如果你觉得不错，就做它，就去做吧。
That's a complete play on the emotions of a person.
那么这就是一个由感觉来决定是来做决定的一个情形。
But the head is also treated the same way.
但实际上我们的大脑也是被同样的来对待的。
People say, you know, if you can reason it out, just follow reason.
那人们说，如果你能够思考，做决定，那么你就这样做吧。
Now both of them are important.
那其实这两者都是很重要的。
The problem is that the heart has been taken out of the picture.
其实这两者都很重要，但是问题是，我们的心被完全的从其中撇到一边去了。
But the thing is that the heart has such an important role. It is the facilitator between the two.
实际上心起着一个非常重要的角色的作用，它是这两者之间的协助者。
The heart allows us to discern the truth.
心帮助我们来明辨是非。
So what is the heart?
所以心是什么呢？
The heart is the facilitator between the head and the gut.
所以心是我们的理智和我们的情绪之间的一个协助者。
It is the place where our passions, values, and affections reside.
所以它是我们的情它是我们的热情，我们的理智我们的价值观，还有我们的感情所在的地方。
But what happened to the heart?
那么心发生了什么事情呢？
Now we read this in Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 and 6.
那么我们来看创世纪第六章五到六节。耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
What an incredible statement this is.
这是怎样的一个陈述呢？
Here, the writer writes, the inclination of our hearts is only evil all the time.
这里作者写到，我们人心终日所思想的尽都是恶。
What happened to our hearts?
那么我们的心究竟发生了什么变化呢？
Look to Matthew chapter 19, verses 8 through 10.
那么我们来看马太福音十九章第八到十节。耶稣说，摩西因为你们的心硬，所以许你们休妻，但起初并不是这样。我告诉你们，凡休妻另娶的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是犯奸淫了。有人娶那被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫了。门徒对耶稣说，人和妻子既是这样，倒不如不娶。耶稣说，这话不是人都能领受的，唯独赐给谁，谁才能领受。
Again, in this whole idea of divorce, Moses points to the fact that the hearts have been hardened.
那么在这个关于离婚的问题上，摩西指出人心其实是变得刚硬了。
So what happened to the heart?
那么心发生了什么事情呢？
Look at what Paul writes in Romans chapter 1.
那我们来再来看罗马书第一章。
And we're going to look at verse 21 and 24.
是第二十一节和二十四节。二十一节，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。二十四节，所以神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。
Something happened to man's heart.
所以人心发生了变化。
It was the result of sin.
它是罪的结果。
And according to Paul, also ingratitude and the lack of acknowledgement of who God is.
那么根据保罗所讲的，也是一个因为我们人缺乏了对神的了解及悖逆的结果。
You see, we were created to desire God.
起初神造我们，他在我们心中放置了对他的渴求。
But sin...changed that completely.
但是罪却改变了这一切。
In verse 31 of chapter 1,
那么在罗马书第一章第三十一节。
Go ahead.
Okay. 第三十一节，保罗这样写道：无知的、被约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。
Paul uses this word heartless.
在这里，保罗用了这样一个词：无亲情的。
And I think at this point, Paul sees man's heart as useless. It's worthless. It has no function.
那么在这里，保罗看见的是人心是无用的，没有价值的，也是失去了功效的。
At some point, Jesus eventually says, or God says, you like sin so much, you go down that road.
那在圣经中，神曾经也这样说过，如果你这样的追寻罪恶，那么你就去吧。
And the heart gets harder and harder.
那人心变得越来越刚硬。
To the point that it becomes worthless.
以至于完全失去了它的价值。
Jesus, Paul, and Moses, all of them say something drastic has happened to the heart.
那么耶稣、保罗还有摩西，他们都曾这样讲过，说人心发生了巨大的变化。
The question for us today.
那么今天我们的问题
is how can we change our hearts?
就是我们怎样来改变我们这样的心呢？
And this is the question that I'd like to leave you with, and there are about five thoughts that for me that answer this question.
那么对于这个问题，我有下面的五点来留给大家，这也是我回答这个问题的一些想法。
And I'd like to take you to some different passages in Scripture.
那么在这里我也带大家再来阅读好几处的经文。
And the first is Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 through 13.
那么第一处的经文是在希伯来书四章第十二节到十三节。希伯来书第四章十二节，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主面前眼前都是赤露敞开的。
These verses clearly say to us that we need to be exposed.
那么这些经文非常清楚地告诉我们，我们需要被赤露敞开。
These verses tell us the function of the Word of God is to penetrate deep, deep into the core of our hearts.
那么在这些经文当中，他们讲到神的话是具有这样的功效，它能够刺入到我们的内心深处。
That means this.
那么它就意味着这样。
God's Word is to cut to the very motives of my heart and to expose me in my very motives.
那么神的话它能够直接地切入到我内心的深处，让我看到我的动机，所以使我能够暴露敞开，在神面前显明一切。
Once this is done,
那么当这一个完成以后
then we can have a sense of our need that will drive us into the arms of Jesus.
这样我们才能明白神，明白我们自己的需要，而这些需要又使我们回到神的怀抱中。
Because usually our motives for doing something reveals the center of our heart.
啊，通常我们做一件事情的动机就反映了我们内心的想法。
And we, when that is exposed, and we see our need for forgiveness from God.
那么当我们的这些想法在神面前暴露以后，神就看到，神就原谅了我们心中的一些罪。
When we see ourselves as we truly are,
当我们真实地看到自己,
we will run to the arms of Jesus and to the grace that we so desperately need.
我们就奔向耶稣的怀抱，并且能够在他的恩典当中。
We will run to fill that hunger that is in us, in that God-shaped vacuum in us all.
那么神，那么当我们带着这个需要来到神的恩典当中，我们渴求神的同在，而且只有神能够填补那个由他放置在我们内心当中的虚空。
Yeah. We look to fill that hunger in us.
我们渴望神来填补我们的渴望。
It's hard work to look down at our own hearts.
时常我们来审视自己的内心，并不是一件容易的事情。
And to see the problem that is really in us.
更不要说来看到我们自己的问题。
Pride, the pride in us doesn't like that.
我们内心的骄傲不允许我们这样做。
But it is so necessary.
但是却是必须的。
I remember when I was a student in Bible college.
那我记得我在圣经大学学习的时候。
And I worked as a night watchman.
那我是晚上做那种看守的人。
So I sat at my desk and I guarded the front door of the school.
所以我坐在我的桌旁，然后看着我们学校的大门。
And when it was cold, any student that was waiting for a ride would wait in the room where my desk was.
所以如果有学生要出去的话，他们就会在我这个房间里面等在我桌旁。
And one day there was this one young man who was probably the star on our soccer team. He came down.
那么有一天有一个年轻人来了，他也许是我们的这个足球队的明星人物。
And he was waiting for his date.
那他在等他的这个女朋友。
And the thing was, I was talking to him.
那么当时我在和他讲话。
And I saw there was something on his nose.
那我看到他的鼻子上有什么东西。
And I was too embarrassed to tell him that there was something on his nose.
那我有点不好意思告诉他鼻子上有什么东西在。
And then came one of his friends.
那这个时候他的朋友来了。
And he was talking to him.
那他就和他们讲话。
And he said, "Where are you going?"
他说你们要去哪里？
"Oh, I'm going on a date with my girlfriend."
他说哦，我要去跟我的女朋友约会。
And then he noticed the thing on his nose.
那么这个朋友看到他鼻子上的这个东西。
And he said, "Whoa, listen, you can't go like that. You have to take that thing off of your nose."
所以他就直接的对他说，哎，你不能去，你把只有把你鼻子上那个东西拿掉才可以。
So he ran to the bathroom and he washed his face.
所以他赶紧跑到了卫生间，把鼻子洗干净了。
And then he came back.
然后就回来。
And he said to me,
然后他对我讲,
he said, "You were going to let me go out to my date without telling me I had something on my nose."
他说你要让我就鼻子上有这个东西就去见我的女朋友吗？不跟我讲吗？
As soon as he knew that there was something there, he wanted it removed.
那么一旦当他知道鼻子上有这个东西在，他马上就想把它清洗掉。
The writer of the book of Hebrews says that the word of God is like that mirror.
那么这个希伯来书的作者告诉我们，神就像我们的一面镜子。
And when we're in the word of God, the word of God will reveal even the hardness of our hearts.
那么当我们沉浸在神的话语里的时候，神的话就像一面镜子，让我们看到自己的缺点。
And if we allow the Word of God and His Holy Spirit to work in our hearts, it will expose us and our need to run to Jesus.
那么如果我们愿意允许神来进入到我们的生命当中，让他帮助我们显明自己，我们就愿意更加的来到他的怀抱当中。
This passage tells us in order for our hearts to be softened, Our hearts need to be exposed.
所以这一节经文告诉我们，如果我们想要让我们的心柔软，那么我们首先要将它暴露敞开。
The second thing I'd like to point to is in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22.
那么接下来我要讲的是在经文希伯来书第十章二十二节。并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
This passage reminds us that this work of cleaning is a supernatural cleaning.
所以这节经文告诉我们，我们要清洗我们的内心，这是需要有超自然的帮助。
We can't do it on our own.
我们自己是做不到这一点的。
We need help from the Word of God.
我们需要神的话语来帮助我们。
We need help from the Spirit of God.
我们也需要神的圣灵来帮助我们。
To clean us even from our guilt.
来洁净我们，洁净我们的罪。
It isn't something we can do ourselves.
这不是我们靠自己的能力来能做到的。
There is no hope for the human heart apart from God's intervention.
那么离开了神的介入，那我们的人心将失去了希望。
We need His grace and His power and the power of His resurrection to cleanse our hearts.
我们需要他的恩典，也需要神复活的大能来帮助我们洁净我们的罪。
When our hearts are cleansed, they will become soft.
当我们的心被洁净，它才能变得柔软。
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 27, we read that verse this morning.
那么在以西结书三十六章第二十七节，我们今天早上已经读过了。
God tells us that by His Holy Spirit, He will send a new spirit in to help us.To have soft and clean hearts.
神这样说，他说：“我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。”
But he says something even more.
那他也在这里讲到，他的有关于他的圣灵。
That when our hearts are clean and they're filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will lead our hearts to obedience to His Word.
就当我们的心被洁净，然后由圣灵充满在其中，我们才能够才能遵守神的律法典章。
Look with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22.
我们一起来看彼得前书一章二十二节。彼得前书一章二十二节，你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱兄弟没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
In this passage, Peter reminds, the brothers and sisters that when they have a clean heart, a pure heart, a soft heart towards God.Then they can love one another deeply.
那在这里，彼得说，只有当我们的心得到清洁，变得柔软，那有圣灵的充满，我们才能在彼此心里切实相爱。
We can love our brothers and sisters deeply when our hearts are not hardened.
那当我们的心不再刚硬的时候，我们才能真正的切实的相爱，去爱我们的弟兄。
Now, one other passage that I would like to look at is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 through 16.
那么还有一节经文是在彼得前书三章十五到十六节。彼得前书三章十五到十六节，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你心中盼望的缘由，就问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备。以温柔敬畏的心回答个人，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品行的人自觉羞愧。
In this passage, Peter also kind of between the lines reminds us that we have choices to make.
那么在这处经文里面，彼得在提醒我们，我们需要做一些决定。
With a soft and pure heart, we can make choices, and we will make choices that are important for our lives.
那么只有在我们具有了洁净、清洁的心。有了柔软洁净的心，我们才能够做出一些对我们的人生相当重要的决定。
Peter is reminding us that our hearts, will choose what we want to live for.
彼得在这里说，我们的心将为我们选择，我们要为什么而活。
So brothers and sisters, we have choices to make.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们就要做一些选择。
We have choices to make.
我们需要做出这些选择。
God will not make the choices for us.
神不会代替我们为我们选择这些做出决定。
God will not make the choice for our hearts to be soft.
那神不会代替我们做决定，使我们的心变得柔软。
That is a choice that we must make.
这是必须由我们来做的选择。
Now He's provided everything we need.
然而他提供了我们所需要的一切。
He has given us His Word.
他赐给了我们他的话语。
He has given us His Holy Spirit.
也赐给了我们圣灵。
He has given us His grace so that we might be sensitive to His leading and to His calling on our lives.
那他也赐给了我们他的恩典，从而我们能够感受到他的带领。
We as individuals and as a church desperately need soft hearts.
那不论作为个人还是作为一个教会，我们都非常的需要有柔软的心。
In order for us to be deeply rooted into Christ.
为了让我们能够深深的在基督里面扎根。
And to be producing the fruit of the Spirit upward.
以至于我们能够向上结出圣灵的果子。
There's just this one last verse in conclusion that I would like to look at.
那么这里还有最后一节经文，我想要来引用作为我今天的结论。
And it is a very important warning.
这也是一个非常重要的提醒。
And we find it in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
那我们是在箴言四章第二十三节看到的。
Could you read that?
Okay. 箴言四章二十三节。你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
Solomon says, guard your hearts above all else.
这里所罗门王说，你要保守你的心胜过其他的一切。
Above all else.
超过世上的任何事情。
Because it determines the course of your life.
因为它将他将决定你一生的果效。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
will we love God above all else?
我们要爱神超过其他一切吗？
Will we be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit?
我们要警醒，时刻感受神对我们的带领吗？
Then guard your hearts.
请保守你们的心。
Guard your hearts.
保守你们的心。